It's Monday, the second day of April, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Becca Bacon-Martin. She is the features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Does it ever worry you that we'll run out of things to write about?
No.
Or talk about?
Not at all.
Weeks like this, I'm not worried either.
April is one of, I think, the two busiest months of the year.
Well, today is the last day for Wonder World.
At Crystal Bridges.
The contemporary exhibition, 11 to 6 today. Crystal Bridges, obviously, in Bentonville. Also on the art scene.
When some of Wonder World will remain up at other places, correct?
Yes.
Not all of it comes down permanently, but some of them come down and have to come down because of exposure to light and will not be back for years.
Right.
Okay, you've been warned.
They will mosey away and hide right. out. Other things will mosey
yes.
in. Some things will mosey around.
And we have the Hudson River Valley School coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Also on the art scene, Mare de Seine, an exhibit by John Orr, who's a grad student at the UA, is opening on April 5th, which is Thursday, mm-hmm. at Sugar, the UA Student Gallery in Bentonville. There's an artist reception from 6 to 8 on Friday. And there's an exhibit called I Thought I Would Find You Here, paintings by Megan Chapman and Stuart Bremner through the month of April in the Peterson Auditorium in the Shoemaker Global Business Development Center at Northwest Arkansas Community College in Bentonville. Women of a New Tribe, a photography exhibit by Jerry Tolliver in the lobby area at Mullins Library at the UA, mm-hmm. and two great museum exhibits, Roadside Attractions, an exhibit of historic Arkansas images that you might have seen along the old highways at the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History in Springdale, and Benton County Crime Stories, an exhibition on the history of law and order in Benton County starting in the 1830s at the Rogers Historical Museum.
Very good. Thank you, Becca. Becca Bacon-Martin is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.